Today's shiur is Masechta Matzi Daf Ayin Vav, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the new parak of Seicher Es Omnim. Says the Mishnah, Seicher Es Omnim, if somebody hired a worker, and as the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos and Rishonim and Achronim, point out, there are a number of types of workers that the halacha addresses to. One is a worker who works by the day, gets paid by the day, but he gets paid for a specific job. He has a specific assignment. Another type of worker is a worker who gets paid by the day, but he doesn't have any specific assignment. He does whatever he's told to do. And the third situation is what is known as kablonis. Kablonis is a person who gets paid by the job. The Shining point out that even though as we begin learning now the sugyas of workers' rights and responsibilities employers have to their employees have to their employers, and that the halacha sometimes changes on what type of a work assignment it is, as far as what we're learning in this Mishnah, it really doesn't have a difference. And a Seicher Es Omnim is referring to all type of omnim. Vitu zuzu, and these individuals deceived each other, and we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara soon who deceived whom. It's going to be a very big part of the sugya. Elam zel zel tarumas. They only have the right to complain, but not anymore. And as the Tiferes Yisrael says, what the Mishnah is trying to say is even though this individual who was deceived feels that he had a financial loss, the Mishnah is telling us that under the circumstances, his rights are limited to a complaint, but he can't recover any money. I saw another nice pshat from Rav Reuven Margolius. He says a very nice pshat. He says what the Mishnah is saying is as follows. We're used to learning that Mishnayis Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, teaches us when I owe you money, when you owe me money, what the halach is. The Mishnah here is teaching us that one Jew is not allowed to have a complaint against another Jew, only if the Mishnah allows him to have a complaint. Our relationship between each other should be a positive relationship. In this Mishnah, the Mishnah is teaching us in this specific circumstance to have a right to have tarumas, to have a right to have complaints to each other. So says the Mishnah, Socher Sachamor, if somebody hired a donkey driver, or Sakadar is somebody carries pats, lavi papirin, to bring wood, or v'chalilin, to bring flutes, lakala, for a chasna, or to bring wood, to build a chuppah, because in those days, the way it worked was that they would not make the weddings in a catering hall. They made the wedding in the kala's home, and they would build a chuppah in front of the home, and that somebody was hired to transport the materials to build that chuppah, or to be a musician by the kala, by the chasna, or the mace, or to be, they used to play flutes at a levaya, or pa'alim, lahalos pishtolam in a mishtra, or you hired workers to take the flax out of the water in which it's soaking, the kol dovish ovid, or to do anything that can't be replaced. And as the Ritva explains, what the Mishnah here is teaching us is that there are two types of situations of Davar Shavit. One situation of a Davar Shavit is that the item is going to get ruined. The flax, if it's going to stay in the water and it's not taken out in the right time, it's going to get ruined. The other type of situation is nothing's getting ruined. But if you have a chasna scheduled for a certain day, the musician coming the day afterwards, or the chuppah material coming too late, is nothing got ruined, but you missed the point. That all is in the category of a davar shavit. It's interesting. I saw a very interesting series of tshuvas. When we speak about a davar shavit, that the halacha is different for a worker backing out when he's involved in a davar shavit, question comes up, are rabbeim in a yeshiva allowed to go on strike? Because it's considered perhaps a davar shavit. During the time that they're striking, the Talmidim will not be learning. So Rav Moshe Sternbruch in the Shas Tshuvas Chevus and Hagus says that a Rebbe is not allowed to go on strike because it's clearly under the category of a Dover Ovid. I saw from Rabbi Aaron Kotler, he says not only the Rebbe who's teaching Lamude Kodesh, but the teacher of the Lamude Choyl is also not allowed to go on strike. Why? He says because if during the time that the teacher's on strike, so nobody's going to be watching the children, they're going to be acting, nobody's going to be supervising them, and leaving children unsupervised, even if they can't come to physical harm, they could come to other type of harm. It's not constructive for people to be for children to be left unsupervised. And therefore, he says that a child should not be, the teacher should not go on strike. Ramosha also has a tshuva. He's very troubled by Rebbe's going on strike. And he also says, certainly, even though perhaps in other situation when workers go on strike, a substitute should not agree to take the job of the striking worker. Here that certainly would not apply. And if a Rebbe is on strike, somebody else is allowed to substitute. And again, as I said, he's troubled. Should he or shouldn't he allow the Rebbeim to go on strike? He says at the end that it falls perhaps under the category of Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Tarasecha, that the Rebbeim, if they'll get paid in a timely fashion, in a proper fashion, will be able to be better and a more effective Rebbeim and be able to teach Torah, and maybe that's why they're allowed to go on strike. B'chaz Bahem, so now these workers backed off. Makom Shein Sham Adam, in a situation where there's no one else to work, Sochar Aleihem, he could hire other workers, or Matan, or he could fool them, trick them. What that means exactly, we'll see in the Gemara. A number of points to make here too. Number one, the Rishonim say that if the contract between the employer and the employee was with a kinyan, it wasn't just that I approach you to work for me, but it was with a contract, with a kinyan, there the halach is that a worker can never back off. Another point the Rishonim make is that let's say the employer paid up in advance the employee for the entire job or for the entire term, again, the employee can't back off. Here we're talking about that he agreed to work, but there was no kinyan and there was no money yet transferred. They also say the Irish Shonim that want to differentiate two situations. One is there a nafgamina between whether he began to work already or he didn't begin to work. The Irish Shonim that want to suggest that if he didn't begin to work, the same rules don't apply because it's not that he's backing off. Others say, if I expected you to work for me with a Dover Ovid, it shouldn't make a difference if you actually began the job or not. Similarly, the Arishonim that debate, what would be the halacha if the worker knows that I couldn't have found anybody else to do the job? Knows what's part of the employer's claim? That if I would have known that you're going to back out of the job, I would have never hired you, I would have hired someone else. But the worker knows there's no one else to hire. So I don't have that much of a claim. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say that I always had to say that I would have found somebody better or worse if the job needed to get done. Another interesting tshuva that I saw from Ramosha. Here we're learning that a worker can back out. A worker can back out if it's not a dover of it. So Ramosha discusses there are times where people have Yusachar Zvulun arrangements, where one person does the learning and another person does supports the Talmud Chacham who's learning. Is that to be viewed similarly as a employer-employee relationship that each one could back out, or maybe one because he's a worker, or do we look at more as a partnership that the halach is the partners cannot break, don't have the same rules? Ramosha clearly indicates that a Yisachar Zvulun relationship is to be viewed as a partnership, not as an employer and an employee. Says the Mishnah further, Hasoicher Se'umlin V'chazer Behen, if the workers back out, they're Yodon Tachtoina. So Pashup Shat Yodon Tachtoina is as follows. Let's say I hired you to work for me, and I'm going to pay you $100 a day. And the din is, specifically if it's not a Dover Ovid, you could walk out in the middle of the day. You could stop working in the middle of the day. And if I agree to pay you $100, you work the half a day, I have to give you $50. What would be the halacha here where for me to find a replacement worker, it would cost me more than $50? So if I give you $50 and I have to pay the next worker $60, it ends up costing me $110. There the halacha is I only have to give you $40. That's what the Mishnah means. With Yodei Al Tachtoina. If I could find a worker at the same rate, so I give you 50 and I'll give the other worker 50. What would be the halacha if the person that I find to finish off the job actually will be cheaper? That means I promise to pay you $100 a day. You walked out in the middle of the day, so $50 I owe you, and the person to finish the job will do it for 40. So do I give you 60 or do I give you 50? Most Rishonim say that I give you 50. There are Rishonim that say that I have to give you 60. Now there's another halacha. And Balabayis Chayzaboy, if it's the employer that backs out, Yodal Tachtoinet. Then he's in the weaker position. And the way the Re learns the Mishnah is that the Re says that the Mishnah is teaching us that I have to give you your half. I have to give you your half if you did half the job. But let's say, and now the other half, I'll have to figure out what to do. But there are Rishonim that say in this situation, where let's say I hired you for $100 and I fired you in the middle of the day and I should only have to give you 50. If I will be able to find somebody to finish the job for 40, I would have to give you $60. Says the Mishnah, call Hamishana Yadal Tachtani, whoever deviates, as we learned, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama discusses this, that let's say I hired you to dye my material, and I asked you to dye it red, and you dyed it black, so you who deviated from what I said, Yadal Tachtani, the Kalachazabai, and whoever's the one that backed out of the employment, is Yadal Tachtani, is in the weaker position. It's interesting, I saw a very nice word, a pidrush, a melodical. The pasuk says, "Ish al digloi lebeis avoisam." Say the svarim. Ish al digloi. Ish al digloi means that everybody rests in his own camp. We know that we're all looking to have menuchas hanefesh. Ish al digloi. How is a person zoicha to have that menuchas hanefesh lebeis avoisam if he follows the derech? The menhagim of Klal Yisrael from one generation after the other generation, that's how it will be zoich to ish al digloi. For Kala Mashana, if you deviate from the menhagim, yodei al tachtonai, you're in the weaker position. So the Gemara begins. Our Mishnah says the Gemara, chazu zebezeh loiktani. The Mishnah doesn't speak about them retracting. Elehitu zezeh. They deceived each other. Ask the Gemara, what does hitu mean? What is the situation? Says the Gemara, ditu palim hadadi. It's the workers that deceived each other. Ask the Gemara, exactly what is the situation? Hechidami. Says the Gemara, the Balabais told one of his managers, zil oigali palim, go hire workers for me. V'azali v'tenu, and it's my manager who deceived the people who was hiring. Ask the Gemara, Hechidomi, exactly how did he deceive them? If I told my manager, I'm willing to pay the workers 4 zuz a day, and then my manager told the workers, I will pay you 3 zuz a day. Ask the Gemara, Terumis Mayavidite. Why does the Mishnah say that the workers have a right to be upset? They agreed to this arrangement. If, on the other hand, says the Gemara, the Amalei Balabais Batalsa, the employer said, I'll pay them $3 a day. V'ozel iu Amalei Ba'arba, and the manager said, we'll pay you 4 zuz a day, ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly how did the manager articulate the terms? Ida Amalu Schor Chamalai, if he said, I will take care of getting you paid, Nasalim the day. So he should have to take money out of his pocket. The difference between what the employer was ready to give, the 3 zuz a day, and the 4 zuz that he offered. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Hasoiches apoy lasis b'shaloi, if I hired a worker to work in my field, but I made a mistake and I showed him somebody else's field, and now he worked in that field. So the halach is, I have to pay the full wage that I agreed to. The choiz of a neitel, malbayis mashaneu. And now, I go to the person whose property was benefited by these workers, and I work it out with him. But so if I made a commitment, I have to honor the commitment. So before we go further, the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Gemara raise the issue of Aino? We learned earlier in our Masechta that there's a concept of Aino. And Aino means that everything has a price, and the price, and if I overcharge or undercharge, it doesn't make a difference. We follow the price. So why don't we look, what is the going rate for the workers? And that's what the workers should get. So I saw three terutz. One terutz is, as when we learned the sugya of Aino, the Gemara said, Ein Aino l'kakos. By real estate, there is no concept of Aino. And some Paiskim want to suggest that the concept of Ein Aino l'kakos goes so far as to say that workers on property are also not subject to the rules of Aino. And here you're working on a property. One teretz. Another teretz, which the Gemara actually is going to speak about this kind of a situation, is sometimes there isn't a hard and fast rule, rate. There's a range how much workers are getting. So this 3 to 4 are all within the range of acceptable salary. And a third teretz I saw, and the Paiskim discuss this. I'll tell you the context in which they discuss it. Somebody approaches a shatchin. He has a son, he has a daughter, needs to marry off, wants to marry off, and he wants a shidduch, and he says to the shatchin, I'll pay any price, help me marry off my daughter, my son. And the shatchin comes with a shidduch. The shatchin comes with a shidduch. And Baruch Hashem, it becomes a shidduch. The shatchin asks for some exorbitant fee. So the question is, the Bach discusses this, the Panamiris discusses this. Do I have to pay that fee? I say, I'm ready to pay you, but it had to be somewhat normal. So the answer is that if it's something that I wanted, and he clearly spoke out up front, I'm going to take an expensive fee, and I said, so be it, then there's no concept of Aino. And that's the case over here. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha, the case is, the Amos Chorchem Abalabais. That all he said was, I'm hiring you on behalf of the employer. And then the employer will pay you. But he didn't speak about a specific salary. And now they're arguing what the salary should be. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so let's see what the market bears. And in fact, the Shaul Shetshuvas Tzitz Eliezer says, based on this Gemara, that normally we know that there are parameters in halacha. He says when it comes to workers' rights and workers' privileges, a very important element to take into consideration is the minig hamedina. What is customary? And this Gemara, he says, is a proof. Lechsi, heich pal mach metagri. Let's see what is the going rate. Answers the Gemara, as I said a moment ago. Leitzricha, dike de megeba arba, dike de mitgeba tulsa. There's some workers that get 4 and some get 3. There isn't hard and fast salary rate. Dumrlay. And therefore the workers say, Elav the Amrit Lamba Arba, Tachinan Mesagrinan Ba'arba. If not that he told us that we're gonna have paid, we would have looked for another job that gets a better rate. We would have never taken this job. Ibaisema, Hokha Bibalabaisaskinan. There are people in the world who are workers. There are people in the world who own their own businesses. But sometimes you'll have an individual, the Gemara says, who owns his own business, but such a wonderful opportunity for him to earn a lot of money comes up that says, you know, I'll be a worker today to earn that rate. And that's the person that we're talking about. Domalei, that the workers that we're referring to say, Elav the Amit Lamba Abba, if not that we were promised this high salary, have a zeil above milsalas guri. For us to go work for somebody else is degrading. Ibai seima, la'olam b'payal maskinim. We're talking about the workers. The amalei, And the workers said, yes, the rate here is 3 zuz. However, kiven the amiglon ba'arba, since we were promised this higher wage of 4 zuz a day, we agreed to do a better quality job. And therefore, we deserved a better salary. Ask the Gemara, if they say that they were going to do a better job, let's see if they did a better job. Let's see what kind of quality job they did. Answers the Gemara, Barifka. The job they were hired to do was to dig ditches. Ask the Gemara, Rifka Nami made the other, so let's examine the ditches that they dug, and let's see if they're better ditches. Answers the Gemara, by the time it comes to examine the ditches, the Malamayim Vilayodiyah, they're full of water, and we can't really examine them to see if they're better dug ditches. Ibai Seima, La'olam Damalei Balabayis Ba'arba. The owner said, Fozos. Va'ozel Iyu, But the manager who went to hire the workers, Amla Betlosa, he only promised them 3 zuz a day. That was the first teretz that the Gemara suggested. And the Gemara immediately said, if that's the case, Savra v'kibbel, they accepted that wage. So why do they have a right, says our Mishnah, to have tarumis? The Amrile, because the workers say, Leslach atim natoy mebalof, yes, you had a right to offer you offered 3 zuz, and we knowingly accepted that 3 zuz. But you heard us. We could have had 4 zuz. And therefore, we have a right to have tarumis. We have a right to have claim against you, not a monetary claim, but a feeling that how did you treat us this way? So Rishayim asked the obvious question. Whenever you have an employee and an employee, so there's going to be a winner in such a type, you're going to have a person that ends up on the better side of the case. So here the workers end up getting 3 instead of 4. But why are we so worried about the workers? Why are we not worried about the employer? That the employer saved himself money, that instead of paying 4 zuz a day, he'll only have to pay 3 zuz a day. And I'll tell him the time balov from the employer. So one teretz that I saw, the Oitz Mefarshia Talmud quotes, this is a very interesting teretz. He says, usually the way it works is, employers have money, and employees don't have so much money. So we have to worry about anybody, you have to worry about the workers more than you have to worry about the employers. That's what he says. Another teretz that the Ritva says, it's a simpler teretz. He says like this. He says, this employer obviously has already shown that he doesn't mind paying 4 zuz a day. Because when he told his manager, go hire workers, he told him you could pay him 4 zuz a day. So then, he's not the person I have to worry about. The worker who had to take 3 zuz when he could have really gotten 4 zuz is Altim the time of Balav, is the person that we have to feel for. Pshita, says the Gemara. Ir Amalu Balabayis Betalsa. If he said that the Balabai said 3. Vazel iu v'amalei ba'arba. And the manager said 4. V'amalei. And they don't know what to understand. So the workers say, kimosh amal balbayis, dat alavai. They meant to get more. The worker that accepts and he has 2 ways of understanding his salary always understands it to be the better salary. Ella, y'amalei balbayis ba'arba. What happened in this case is as follows. The employer said, I'm prepared to pay 4 zuz a day. V'azel iu, and the manager went and said, Omlu betosa, that we're paying 3 zuz a day. Then when they accepted the job, the words they used were k'moish am abal bais, whatever the boss says. What do they mean with those words? Mai, adibiru didei kosamchi. Are they relying on what the manager is saying? Damrilei, they say to him, Mehemetlon, we believe the Hach Amr Lebalabais, that this is what the owner said, that the employer said he's going to pay 3 zuz a day. Odema, or they know sometimes the managers don't accurately report what the employer said, and therefore they say, Adibur the Balabais Kosamchi, we want to do whatever the Balabais says. Toshma, says the Gemara, we'll try to bring a raya from the following sugya. So sugya Masechta Gittin. We know when it comes to talking about shlichim in a get, there are two types of shlichim. There's a shlich l'kabbalah and there's a shlich l'haylocha. A shlich l'kabbalah is a shliach that the wife appoints to pick up the get, and as soon as he picks up the get, the woman is divorced. A shlich l'haylocha is a person that the husband appoints to carry the get to his wife, and the divorce is not effective until the wife actually receives the get. Furthermore, a husband cannot appoint a shlich l'haylocha, and a wife cannot appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. So says the Gemara Masechta Gittin. Havle Gitti. If a shliach said, a woman said to a shliach, Havle Gitti, bring me my git. What the woman said was, go and ask my husband if you could be a shliach l'haylocha to deliver a get to me. When the shliach comes to the husband, he says the words that he says to the husband. He doesn't repeat accurately what the wife told him. Rather, what he says to him is, what the shliach says to the husband is, Ishtach amrali hiskabali giti. So he's saying that your wife appointed me as a shliach l'kabbalah. V'hu aimer, and the husband uses the following words, Heilach k'masha amra. Do what she said. What happens here? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avavu, Amar Rav, Afila Giyah Got Liyada, even if she gets the get, he actually delivers the get, Eina Megureshes. She's not considered Megureshes. What do we see from here, says the Gemara? Shamet Mino, Adi Debur Dedeki Samach. He is relying on what the Shliach said. What did the Shliach say? The Shliach said that I am a Shliach LeKabbalah, but he's not a Shliach LeKabbalah. And therefore, the get is not a good. Because if we're going to say that the dibur, that we're relying on what the wife said, at least mikimot to get the liyada mitagarish. Why aren't they divorced when he delivers the get? Because she told the shliach, I want you to be the shliach l'haylocha. So shouldn't that make him into a shliach? And he says, if he's accepting whatever his wife says is good for me, so why isn't he a shlich l'kabbalah, shlich l'haylocha? So at least once the get arrives by the wife, they ought to be divorced. So from here we see that the husband doesn't rely on what the mishaleach said, he relies on what he hears. Similarly, wants the Gemara to argue that when the manager speaks to the workers, they don't rely on what the mishaleach, on what the employer said. They rely on what the manager, on what the shliach is saying. Am Rav Ashi, hachi hashta. You can't compare the two situations. Says the Gemara, and Rav Ashi explained himself. Bishlami yitme ipcha. If we would have learned a reverse situation, where he said his kabbali giti, where a woman said to a shliach, "I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah." And when the shliach came to the husband, instead of saying it that way, what he said was, Ishtacha omnali heveli giti, that your wife asked that you should appoint me to be a shliach l'haylocha. V'hu aimer. And he says, the husband says, Heilach k'mash amr, do what she says. V'am Rav Nachman, am Rav Avavu am Rav, that the halacha would be mishiyeh get liyadai megureshes, that as soon as the shliach gets the get, the couple's considered divorced, we would see that Amma adibura lidakusamach. That would be a clear raya that the husband's relying on what the wife said. And since the wife appointed him as a shliach l'kabbalah, even though he didn't repeat it properly, the husband's relying on the mishaleach. And that would be a raya that we always rely on the mishaleach. Inami, off the halacha would be, that we wait until the get actually gets to the wife, only then would she be divorced. That would be a raya, that we rely on the husband. Ella, hasam, there the problem is that we rely on the shliach. El the hasam, the issue is a totally different issue. The reason why she's not megureshes, the shum, the akal is shliach l'shluchus l'gamri. He completely messed everything up. Damla is shliach l'kabbalah avina, because the shliach is saying, I only am agreeable to be a shliach And I don't want to be a shliach l'alacha. Why would somebody say that? Explain the Rishonim. Because a shliach l'alach kabbalah is a very easy job. As soon as the shliach gets the get, they're divorced. A shliach l'alach is much more complicated. He has to get back and find a wife and actually deliver it to her. So he was saying expressly, I'm only agreeable to be a shliach l'kabbalah. He was never appointed a shliach l'kabbalah. For as we said in our introductory remarks, the only one that could appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah is a wife. She's the only one that has that ability, and she didn't make him into shliach l'kabbalah. That's why it doesn't work. Ibai Seima. So that's why the whole din of Gittin is not a raya. Ibai Seima. The Ibai Seima goes back to the beginning of the sugya. We began the sugya with a question. That the Mishnah used the word hitu rather using the word chazru, which was an indication to the Gemara that it doesn't mean that somebody's backing out of the job. Because then we should said chazru, what does hitu mean? Says the Gemara, no. Chazru nami hitu karalei. The Mishnah interchanges the word chazru and hitu. And when the Mishnah used the word hitu, what it actually means is chazru, that he's backing out. The Tanya. And we have a Braisa that we see uses the word hitu in that fashion. The Tanya Asaychus Umnum, the hitus balabais. Some of his workers and then tricked him, or balabais hit his son, or the employer deceived them. Ain lemzels terumas. They don't have only right to complain. But medvar mamurim. When is this said? Shloi halchu that they were hired to do a job and they never arrived. Aval holchu chamorim. I hired donkey drivers to pick up wheat on my behalf, and they come for like matzah tefu, and there's nothing to deliver. Or palim or matzah sadek kishilacha. I hired people to work on my field, but the field is in no shape to be worked on. Their aloch is noislam schar mishalim. Since it's my fault. And the Gemara in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah will explain exactly when is the employer's fault, when is the employee to take the responsibility. But in this case, it's clearly the employer's responsibility and he has to pay them. However, says the Gemara, you can't compare if I send somebody to deliver something on my behalf, and instead of having to have to schlep, he could come back with an empty truck, or I hire somebody to work for me, where he has to actually work, he doesn't have to work because there is no job to be done. So I do get a discount for that. What is the discount? The discount is to be understood in the following way. Let's say you're a truck driver, and you take whatever salary you take per day. If I were to come to you, you need that salary, you need that money to live on. But everybody would like not to have to work or not have to strain himself. So I came to you and I said to you, you know what? How much would you be willing to take not to have to work today? How much off your salary would you be willing to give? That's what's called Yosha Batel. However, I saw a fascinating Tshuvas Rashba. The Tshuvas Rashba says, let's say somebody was hired to be a Magid Shir. Says somebody was hired to be a Magid Shir. And no Talmidim show up. He gets paid to be a Magid Shir. There, he says, there's no concept of Yoshev Batel. He says, why? Because a Magid Shir wants to teach Torah. He wants a Talmidim to learn Torah. So he has nothing to gain by the Talmidim not showing up, and there is no discount for nobody showing up. He also says a very interesting point. It's probably debatable. He says, if a Magid Shir was hired to be a Magid Shir for a group of Talmidim. So again, let's say he was hired to be a Magid Shir for 10 Talmidim. Unless Talmidim come, there's no discount. Because he says, I would gladly teach 10 Talmidim. Let's say more Talmidim come. So the Talmidim who are already there get a discount that they should pay less because there are more students. The Rashba says they don't get a discount either. The Medvam Amurim, when was this all said? Shlo Yischilu B'Melacha, that they didn't begin working yet. If they have already begun to work, then we evaluate what they did. Kate said, and explains the Braisa, this is going to be a focus of the Gemara. Kate said, they accepted on themselves to cut the wheat of a field, b'shnei slom, and they'll get paid 2 slom for the job. Kitzru chetzya, they cut half the wheat, v'chitzru v'nicha chetzya, and they left the other half. Or they accepted upon themselves, beged larog b'shnei slom, that they'll weave a beged for 2 slom, ergu chetzya v'nicha chetzya, they did half the job, shaman loy masha asa. Continues the Mishnah. There are 4 dinrim in a cellar. Hay yofa shisha din narim. If the job left is going to cost me 6 dinrim, naislam cellar or yigrim alachtem, vietnu shlei slam. Vim cellar, naislam cellar. He says that the Tanakhama says I still have to give the worker his half. Rav Daisa disagrees. Shamla Masha Osalasis. We have to look what still has to be done. And therefore, Hayyafishisha Dinarim, it will cost me, again, let's get the story straight. I promised to pay them 8 dinarim. They worked half the job. So by right, they should get 4 dinarim, 1 seller. But for me to find somebody to finish the job, I won't be able to find somebody to do it for a seller for 4 dinarim. It'll cost me 6 dinarim to get the job done. Naislam shekel, then I only give them 2 dinarim, or yigrim melachtam vietnu shnei slam. Or let them finish the whole job and get the whole 2 slam. Msela, but if it'll only cost me a seller to finish the job, then naislam sela, I give them their seller. B'madvar memurim, when is there a locha that workers can back out? B'dover shein ovid, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Avo b'dover ovid, if a situation is where they walked out on me by dover ovid, their halacha is, says the Braisa, Sarcha Aleim Oy Matan. What does Matan mean? I hire other workers at whatever cost, or I could fool them. What does that mean? Oy Melehem, Selek Tzasti Lechem. For the job left, I had designated a seller to pay for it. But I'm desperate. I need the job done. So I'm willing to pay you, I say, Boi V'tlu Shtayim. I tell you, take 2 slon. So you say, you know what, for such a good salary, we'll come do it. And then they do the job. I say, no, I tricked you. That's permissible. Why? Because they had no right to walk out on me in the middle of a job that's a dover of it. That kamas soichem alayim. How much more am I allowed to pay? At a borim v'chamishin zos, an exorbitant fee. B'ma dvar mamurim, when am I allowed to go through this method? Where I have no other workers to find. So I have to figure out a way to get them to finish the job. If I could find other workers, and they tell me, go hire those workers, then I should hire the other workers that will finish the job at the same pay scale and not tell them, I want to hire other workers and take it off your salary. Says the Gemara. Tana Kamed Rav Nosson. Noislam Schar Mishalom. The Tana said that whatever they did, that if they went and they didn't find the material they were supposed to transport, I have to pay them their whole salary anyway. Amalei Chavivi. So Chavivi was Rav Chia. So Rav said, my uncle, who I love, that's why he called him Chia, Chavivi said, Ilo Ano Havi. If it would be me, bottle. I would only pay them for the rate that we spoke about for a worker that would agree to stay home and not to work that day. That amrit, noislam ischar mishalim, that you have to pay a full salary. But ask the Gemara, if we learn the Braisa itself is somewhat difficult to understand. V'lok tani, enidar bar tana bar reikin. You don't compare a person that has to schlep to a person that doesn't have to schlep. Or oisim alocha v'yoyshiv a bottle. So how do we understand the Braisa? First the Braisa says you have to pay them the whole salary, and then the Braisa says that I discount it. Says the Gemara, loisimu kamei. They weren't able to finish this. What happened here, very important lesson. The Braisa says you pay him a salary. As soon as he heard the Braisa says he paid him the salary, he immediately asked, why do they deserve a full salary if they didn't do a job? Shouldn't they be discounted? Says the Gemara, if you would have listened to the whole Braisa, you wouldn't have asked the Kasha. They don't want to finish the brisa. The brisa taka says they don't get a whole salary. Ike damri, but there's another version. Samu kamei, they did finish the whole brisa. Vacha kama chavibi. I have a no, lo yav lo klal. I wouldn't pay them at all. Vat amrit, and you're saying, kapoya bottle, that they should get like a shpoya bottle. Why did he say they shouldn't get it all? Because it was their bad luck that the field got flooded or there was nothing to carry. Elaha kasha. So what is the halacha? Should they get paid at a discount or should they get not paid at all? So it's more like kasha. Had silim urta. If they inspected the ground, the earth yesterday, and they should have picked up that there may not be any work tomorrow on this property, and they went anyway, so they're going to have to take the loss. Hadalai Sail Murta, if they didn't inspect the property, and they had no reason to believe that the job that they're being hired for will not have to get done, then they get paid to pile a bottle. Yada Marava, high man the Ogre, Ogre Larifka, if somebody hired workers to dig ditches, Vasimetra or Malamaya, and water came and filled up the entire area. If they had inspected the property, so they should have known that there's no reason to come, and they'll take the loss. Say to the pilot, if they never inspected the property, nor, as the Rishonim pointed out, did they have any reason that to believe that this job doesn't need to get done, then it's say to the balabayas. But for Yoav like by a bottle, he does get that much of a discount that he doesn't have to pay them as a full day work. How much would they agree to work without getting paid?